It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. More than a year after a group of traders at J.P. Morgan Chase caused a multi-billion dollar loss, government authorities today imposed a $920 million fine on the bank. The settlement in the trading loss, known by the nickname the London Whale, is notable not just for the money involved, but also because the bank is actually admitting wrongdoing. That doesn't happen too often. With me now to discuss this is Jordan Thomas. He's the chairperson of the whistleblower representation practice at Labaton Sucharo and a former assistant director for enforcement at the Securities and Exchange Commission. Welcome to WNYC, Jordan.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Tell me about the significance of this, of J.P. Morgan taking legal responsibility for the lax controls and the lack of oversight that led to the London Whale.
Well, it is a sign that the SEC is becoming far more aggressive, and it also poses challenges for J.P. Morgan in private litigation because it will be much more difficult for them to deny wrongdoing, as is a common practice by companies after settling with the SEC in a neither admit nor deny settlement.
So it opens them up for shareholder lawsuits?
Yes. I mean, in a case like this, they would almost all certainly have been sued anyway. But what it means is that they're kind of the options in their defense are going to be more limited, and they're more likely to have to pay to resolve these matters.
The regulatory orders placed much of the blame to J.P. Morgan's senior management, saying they failed to bring concerns about the losses to the bank's board. So why wasn't Jamie Dimon or other executives charged in these cases?
You know, that's a common criticism of the financial watchdogs, is that senior people are not often charged. And the challenge is that the financial watchdogs typically are building circumstantial cases where they don't have eyewitnesses who are kind of pointing out what the senior people did or said. But that's changing now that there are whistleblower incentives and protections now available for people. And so more and more people are coming forward. So I think the next major case like this is likely to have internal whistleblowers coming forward, which will make it easier for the SEC and DOJ and others to be able to charge more senior wrongdoers.
You worked in the Division of Enforcement at the SEC. In your experience, were there reasons prosecutors might settle for less than a full admission of responsibility by the bank?
Well, I tell you, for a very long time, it was believed that companies would not settle with an admission of liability because of fear of the collateral litigation. Essentially, they'd be admitting to not only the SEC's case, but essentially admitting liability in all the private litigation, and it essentially was too high a price. The new chairman, Mary Jo White, has taken a strong stand and has indicated that the commission is going to seek admissions more often, and I think that in cases where there has been significant misconduct, they are more likely than ever to seek that.
Jordan Thomas, formerly assistant director at the Securities and Exchange Commission. He's now with the law firm Labaton Sucharo on J.P. Morgan Chase's agreement to pay $920 million in fines for a huge trading loss over a year ago. Jordan, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
This is WNYC.